Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Don't rage trade just yet.
Sit down and strap in for the Ultimate Super Coach Podcast. It's time to win your leagues and dominate your mates.
This is the Jewel Position Podcast, hosted by Whisperer and Adriana Soros.
A resurgent Cronulla Sharks last year off the back of one man and one man only, Nico Hines. Very much egg on my face because I was very much in the camp of not starting with him at all. And after 2 weeks, I was like, well, we're changing our tune here. Ado, Sharkies got him in fifth. I can see you've also got them in fifth.
Yeah, I have got him in fifth. You know, I thought maybe last year they got a bit of a juicy old draw. I don't think their draw is the hardest this year.
No, it's very similar. Very similar,
but I think it's a little bit down on how friendly it was the year before. I think a couple of other teams like the Roosters and South, you know, if they've got some fit guns who they lost last year, you know, I mean, I think that there could be a tiny slide on there for the Sharks, but I've got them nice and entrenched in the top eight for next year.
Fantastic. Nothing more to say about Nico Hines. 903K. I wish he was 103K. Available only at halfback this year. You know, last year when some guys were going down, he was very nice to swap down there and play when we needed to. But available at halfback only, I don't think it hurts his value too much. The question is, can lightning strike twice?
Well, I think it can. Because he was had not played in the halves, he'd sort of filled in the halves. We're like, how's he going to go playing? Well, I mean, that was in 5'8", too, wasn't it? We didn't know if he was going to be a good halfback last year, and he was. I just think he's such an accumulator of points. He's one of those players that does it. You just see him, you know, you're like, how the hell did his score go from that to that? You know, like
very super coach friendly game.
He's got a super coach friendly game. Hines is one of those players last year that it was not fun if you didn't own him,
no,
was it?
No.
You know, and look, he's more expensive than Cleary.
He is. And you know, a lot of people are running with both of them. So they're spending, you know, 10%, no more than that. It'd be nearly 20% of their cap, you know, in those two guys.
Yeah, it's huge. I'm doing it currently in the build. And look, it feels okay to me, the build. We'll have to go over our teams, I guess, how they're looking, you know, because we haven't done an updated one. But look, the simple fact is that I think it's going to be Cleary and Hines and then Daylight. It's probably going to go down to a Jerome Hughes or Daly Cherry Evans.
Yeah, Cherry Evans if Turbo's fit.
Yeah, so, I mean, look, we're talking probably 20 points, aren't we?
Yeah. And it's valuable. Like, he's goal kicking. You know, he racks. He loves to get in, make a tackle. Loves to take a run as well. Yeah. And the
this year, when you've got you know, buys on, if you've got a when you've got a Cronulla buy and you can play Cleary, you know, or vice versa, when you get to play one of those guns and the other people can't, or they may have to burn a trade to be able to get one of the guns in, you've got them already. You're handcuffing one good one, you know, to another one in a sense, because when a buy is on, you've got, you know, a nice backup. So it is a lot of your cap, but I don't think Nico Hines is going backwards. I think he's going to just keep on keeping on.
So
get in, just sprinkle him, you know, go in and throw buckets of water. Get into the ground with buckets and throw buckets of water on him because he's just amazing with that wet hair whenever he gets a wet hair game.
The Sharks, in their first 21 games this year, have seven of them against top eight sides. So only one in every three games against top eight side. And Hines last year averaged 97.5 against bottom eight teams. So the draw is still very, very juicy. And, yeah, he's a certified gun in my book, in my team. If you had to pick one of Cleary and Hines, where are you lying?
If I was picking one, I'd pick Cleary. Look, I just think Cleary's the best player in the game. I think Cleary wasn't, you know, he did have an uninterrupted year last year. You're thinking if he's fully fit this year, he's easily the best, don't you think?
Yeah, no, understandable. Yeah, I'd probably lean slightly towards Cleary as well. I've also chucked in Ronaldo Mulatalo in the my gun, you know, category. 630K, a guy that last year was struck down with injury, which was, you know, devastating. But at his best, he's incredible.
Yeah, I love Ronnie. I had him in my team. I think I got him in the lead up to their double. I don't think he did very well in the double, to be quite honest. But look, he is one of those ones also that's getting better every year. It was really good to see him get a Guernsey there for the New Zealand team. I know that was that mess.
Should be a Queenslander.
I mean, what's going on? If you can play in the junior teams and slip through then, it's too late to change it now. You're letting him in.
No,
but look, I think he's got the right kind of swag for those New Zealanders in that team. So, look, power to him. Look, I reckon there'll be a time this year that I'll own him. I like him. He's just got some swag about him, Ronnie. He's a good finisher. But you know, how many people are spending up big in the centre wing?
Especially when it doesn't have the security of like a goal kicking someone like a Valentine Holmes, for example. It is hard to stomach that. But you know, if we're talking about try scoring ability, I think Mulatalo could be up there with AJ.
Yeah, definitely. And what did his average was 60 plus last year, yeah. So that's really good. In the centre wing.
Hey, someone that propelled me to my rank last year was getting on Sifatalakai early. You know, he skyrocketed me, and I had a very good finish basically thanks to him and selling him at the right time. But this year, you and I are both not keen at all. He does get a full preseason to train at centre, whereas last year, you know, was disrupted, but I don't know. I'm not feeling that it's going to happen twice for Sifatalakai. 635K, centre wing only as well this year.
Yeah, well, centre wing only. And look, let's be honest, it was probably a 5-game stint last year that was good. And as a financial thing, when you jumped on him, I got on him, I think, and got him up to 900,000-something, but yeah. I just held him for far too long. I think he got down to, I don't know, I probably finished the year with him, I think, because I was like, well, he's getting 40s or whatever.
Worse options to put there.
Yeah, but I mean, I think that it was a bit of a myth, wasn't it? It was a lucky thing last year. He had a run of games where it just absolutely went beautifully and his price skyrocketed. But
do you think
he's
living off the reputation of that Manly game when it comes to fantasy and Supercoach, you know, relevance?
Yeah, 160 points by halftime?
Yeah, half, yeah.
And he finished on 170 points or something. He did nothing in the second half.
Poor Morgan Harper had an absolute bath that day. But I reckon, to be fair, the way that Talakai was playing, he would have given anyone a hard time. But I do think he might be slightly living off that that relevance. And Wade Graham coming back into the side sort of really hurt them, because Wade Graham does like to get his hands on the footy and sort of ball play a little bit, and it just sort of killed Talakai on his outside.
Yeah, just a bit. And actually Ron as well, didn't it? I think that was just something that didn't look the greatest when Wade came back. So, look, that's not to say that it can't get better and they'll have a full preseason together.
Yeah, because Wade was also disrupted, so he probably didn't get a chance to gel with everyone as well. So, yeah, few factors there.
I think Talakai, if he was 400 or 450, he'd lure people in again, yeah. I bet you. Last year, he was complained about and bragged about more than any other player, I reckon, for Supercoach purposes. I'm not touching him this year. I think I did utter the never agains last year. I'm just going to take other players. I think I wrote him down a second row forward, but that's what he's lost. He's centre wing only. Last year we had great jewels in Targo and Talakai, and the parts we could move around were fantastic.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
center wing only, Talakai, you know, he was a bit of a myth last year.
Yeah.
Just worked out well money-wise for people.
It did. You mentioned that you're never touching Talakai again. You're also never touching Cam McInnes, whereas I've got Cam McInnes in the bounce back. So this will be a nice little debate. Why are we off Cam McInnes? Is it just because there's too many mouths to feed at the Sharkies?
Yeah, well, I mean, look, last year he got people's hopes up as well, because when Finucane was out, we were like, yes, I can play McInnes. When Finucane came back, it was like, damn it, McInnes is back to the bench, and he was getting less minutes. Look, if Finucane's there, he's going to be the 13, isn't he?
Yeah, I still think McInnes is a guy that it doesn't matter where he's playing, he's going to get 60 minutes. And, you know, second year back off an ACL, we know the statistics. I think he could be slightly underpriced. I'm not going to start with him because, you know, it is hard to spend $600K on a bench specialist. But I'm not seeing a big trap in him.
Yeah, well, I don't think he's going to be a trap. I just reckon you had Finucane injured and playing less minutes and going off in the middle of games. You know, I think he could have had – his minutes could have been enhanced. I don't know if he's going to get 60 this year. You know, I think I've picked players like Jack Williams who could have a bit of a resurgence this year. And I don't know. I just – I'm
There
look,
is
I'm
not, to your to your defense, you know, Toby Rudolph, Oregon Kafusi, Jack Williams, Royce Hunt, Brandon Hamlin-Ewele.
Yeah.
There's a lot of middles in that sort of rotation that need to get mouths. But I just think Finucane's big enough to slot back in to play front row when needs to, and you know Cam McInnes could play 60, and I think there could be a slight bit of value.
You need him to play 60, yeah. I reckon.
Yeah, 100%. Look, I mentioned that I had Cam McInnes as a bounce back. You had him as a bum, but we're both in agreement of Royce Hunt's 417K. Fun fact of the day, Royce Hunt had the highest PPM, you know, of anyone that played notable minutes in entire Supercoach. So he's a bloke that if he got 30 minutes at, you know, 1.3 PPM, there could be some value there.
Yeah, definitely. And wasn't he getting picked to start, you know, towards the end of the year?
Yeah, there was I did fall into that trap, but there was a lot of outs. I think Finucane was out. I think Rudolph was out. So there was some factors. But even still, if he gets 30 minutes at 1.3, that's a 40 average. You know, 417K, probably a little bit too much for me. I know there are some people on the spaces that are very keen on him. I'd be keen on the proviso that he played 35 to 40 minutes. But, you know, we mentioned all those middles before. There's a lot of names there that will get mouths. And I do see a bounce back for Royce Hunt, but probably not an option for me to start with.
Yeah, I mean, if he was picked to start, if they were starting with him in the
even
front row.
Even still, like...
It'd be a risk, yeah.
Because the bench is just going to be four middles, isn't it? Like, there's going to be no bench specialty player because McInnes can cover hooker if need be, but he's been picked as a middle. And a couple of other guys here that you've mentioned Oregon Kafusi as well, who's a new recruit, and he'll want to get some minutes coming from Parramatta as well. I don't think he's moved for Reggie's.
No, I don't think so. I don't think he's a pretty good player from what I've seen of him as well. So, but like you said, there's mouths in there. I guess that's probably part of the reason why I'm worried for McInnes. So it kind of makes me worried for Hunt. Makes me worried, I guess, for Hamlin-Ewele and Kafusi, who I put in bounce backs. But look, they're not too expensive, are they? 381 for Oregon Kafusi and 375 for Hamlin-Ewele. I think he was injured a bit last year as well. There was a period in time where he was looking really good, wasn't he? We were like, he was getting, you know, we're like, we've got a new Fifita, haven't we? Mm-hmm. So, look, someone... It's anyone's guess if someone's going to...
Someone will be relevant. Like,
yeah, someone will be relevant.
But we just don't know who yet. Will Kennedy, for me, is not relevant, Ado. What are you doing? What is going on here?
Hey, William Kennedy, look, he is a fullback at 594. You're not going to start with him, are you? But, you know, he's a talented footballer, you know?
God, I'd... They're talking about letting Lockie Miller go. I'd let Will Kennedy walk, not Lockie Miller.
Not a big fan. Well, look, no, I think last year he got injured a few times as well. So I'm just sort of on the proviso that they're a top five team. They've got a pretty soft draw. He does chime well into their back line. They had a lot of disruptions last year, didn't they? So you know, where he was out, or you know, then Wade Graham was out, Finucane was gone. They just had they had to plug a lot of gaps. You know, they lost Katoa on the edge, on the wing, and then they lost Mulitalo. if they have a less disrupted season, I think they've their attack singing. He's in the fullback position. Look, I'm not going to be going. I'm not going to be playing funny buggers in the fullback. I'm going to go with two good ones, but maybe not to start the year. But you know, Savs famously last year finished the year off with William Kennedy.
Hey, look, in saying that, I'm giving Will Kennedy some smack, but I've currently got Kalen Ponga in my fullback slot, my second fullback slot, so...
Hey, yeah, well, that's right. I think he's as good as a Ponga playing in the 5-8.
Oh, all right. Do we have a bet? Do we have a bet going that... Are we going to go Will Kennedy?
Kennedy will average more at fullback than... Well, if Ponga plays 5-8...
Which it looks like he will be.
Yeah, by round 10.
All right, let's go first 10 rounds. Whoever has the higher average,
let's throw a hundo on it.
100%. Okay, for anyone that you know is new to this podcast, there'll be plenty of these bets. One of us will be rich, one of us will be poor.
We're both gamblers. All right, so it's Kennedy versus Pong. I lost last time on Pong.
Yeah,
so
and now you're backing against him. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm betting against him this time.
All good. Yeah. So
I think there could be a time in the year if you're, I don't know, if it's Origin time or whatever, he might be cheap enough to go on. A la Savs.
He could be the new Matt Dufty. I remember Brew a couple of years ago picked Matt Dufty over the Origin period, who averaged about 103 weeks. So, hey, Kennedy could be that guy.
Yeah, that's right. You watch, he'll score hundreds this year, I reckon.
Hopefully it's after round 10 for my sake.
Yeah, well, we'll see, eh?
All good. Well, that's going to be the Sharks wrap-up. We're halfway through the season, Ado. We're done 18s. We've got another 9 left, and then we're going to really get into the positions. A lot of people have asked me, are we doing position breakdowns this year? We definitely will. They'll be our longer podcast. They'll probably go for an hour, hour and a half each. You know, they'll be much more in depth. We'll touch on the guys we've spoken about in the team previews. But yeah, I think the position ones will be great. But you know, half of the team's done. The two best teams in the comp, in the Raiders and the Tigers, we've both got them out of the way. So
absolutely. Yeah.
Mate, until next time, we'll speak then. I don't know who we're going to be doing next in the next batch, but yeah, halfway done, and stay away from Sifatalakai.
Yeah, absolutely. What a myth. He gets the, for me, he's going to be the Katoni Staggs Award.
Oh, yeah. The Katoni Staggs Award. All the hype with no delivery.
Katoni will win it himself, but Talakai will come second.
Fantastic. All right, mate. Well, we'll talk soon. For everyone listening, be safe. Supercoach. Okay, I'll quickly address this now. I'm getting a million messages. Supercoach opens around Australia Day. For anyone that doesn't have a team picker, I answer that question a million times a day. We'll talk soon.
Australia Day.
We'll talk soon. All right, mate. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.